はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第21回日本文化レッスンでございます。ちぐさです。
よしです。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 21. As always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. Alright, we have a great show for you today. Now, we promised you a show about marriage, but actually, we changed it at the last minute because we forgot that yesterday was one of the most important days during the month of July. So, we changed the plan around. We'll be bringing you the lesson on marriage in 2 weeks, in 2 weeks' time. So, today, before we get into yesterday's event, which was, Yoshi-san?
Tanabata.
Before we get into that, we want to talk about another custom that happens at this time. Yoshi-san, can you tell us a little bit about why we're covering this topic today? Why this subject was brought up? And it has to do with one of your part-time jobs you're working on, right?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
It's called Ochugen. This is a Japanese tradition to send present to the people who's been helping you and supporting you.
And taking care of you.
Right.
It's actually called mid-year present, and it refers to gifts that individuals and businesses send from early July to around July 15th to people who have taken care of them, as Yoshi said. Now, Chigusa, can you tell us anything else about this?
At this time of the year, when you turn on the TV, you'll see lots and lots of commercials on Ochugen gifts.
What kind of gifts?
The common ones are osomen, like somen noodles.
Thin noodles.
Yeah. And oil.
Cooking oil.
Food stuff. Like gorgeous food stuff.
And do you put these baskets together yourself?
No, recently I think the department store or the store itself has Ochugen gifts, which is like perfectly designed and packaged for Ochugen.
Now, for example, say if you wanted to send Yoshi-san, for whatever reason, Yoshi-san, if you wanted to send him a Ochugen mid-year present, what would you do? How would you go about it?
First, I'll have to think. I'll have to think about my budget. Like how much I'm willing to pay for him.
Take a good look. What is Yoshi? What budget range does Yoshi fall into?
No more than 10,000 yen.
Wow. You're really nice.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I too rich?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, 5,000.
Like, Yoshi, what do you think about that 10,000? Pretty happy with that, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not sure how much the average Ochugen gifts are. What do you think?
I'm not sure either because it's usually, you know, like sent between the job-related people.
Company to company.
Sorry. Yeah. I think it's pretty expensive.
I think so too.
Once you decide your budget, then where do you go from there?
I'll go to a department store.
Not the internet.
Well, you can, of course, use the internet, too, and their catalogs, too, at this time of the year. But I like going and actually seeing them myself.
Okay. And is it one section of a department store or just a counter?
I think it's a section.
Okay, so you head over there, and what happens?
And you'll see a variety of gifts. So you go ahead and pick whatever one that suits your needs.
And then it's sent there, or you just fill out some information?
You can either choose to have it sent, or you can just bring it home and take it to the person you want to give the gift to.
See, I've never personally gotten one.
Me neither.
Yoshi-san, how about you?
Of course not. Because I think it's usually for, you know, adults. Like,
yeah, I have actually given one. The Japanese for someone who's taking care of you.
お世話になっている人.
Yeah, somebody who takes care of you. So when I first came to Japan, I came by myself and I was living in Ibaraki Prefecture in the city of Hitachi. And there were many people there who were very kind to me. But in particular, one person and their family were extremely, extremely kind to me. So when I actually got some money years later, I mean really years later, I sent them a mid-year gift and they were quite surprised. And what's in there, the food that's in there, that's usually in there, is really good. Quite expensive, but really good. So, anybody with any stories out there, please let us know.
Okay, my father used to go into the mountains to look for yamaimo.
Mountain potato?
Yeah, it's a little different from regular potatoes.
Uh-huh.
You can smash it or cut them like thin and eat it, but it's really good. But you have to like dig sometimes like 5-6 feet.
Wow.
To get this like long potato, you know, growing under the ground.
Uh-huh.
But he used to bring them to his like boss or company's president.
As mid-year presents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And they really liked it.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Mm. Are we going to get one this year, Yoshi-san?
Yep.
So I think what matters is not what you get, but like how that person's thinking of you. Like,
speak for yourself, Jigusa. Yeah, no, good
like,
point.
If you have the heart or not, don't you think?
So do you have the expression, it's the thought that matters most in Japanese?
I don't think so, but you can say 気持ちが大事.
Ah.
If a person did that to you, like did that for you, you would be happy, don't you think?
More than just a regular brand name box.
But also it was cheap.
Yoshi, come on.
Didn't cost him anything.
That's 一石二鳥.
Two birds, one stone. Now, is this the only type of present that you give throughout the year?
We also have end-of-the-year presents, which is called osebo.
And here it's the same custom, the same budget, or is there any difference?
I think it could be the same, but also, you know, you can choose like the seasonal food, like which suits the season better.
Like, I think roast beef would be more common at the end of the year, and like cool jello type of desserts would be common for mid-year presents.
And these type of presents are given to the same people?
Yes.
It's nice to be in this circle.
Right.
Now, what about the person getting the gifts? He just gets and gets and gets?
No, that person has to do okaeshi. So that person has to send something in return, too.
Ah, so it's not just a one-way street.
No, it's Japan.
All right, I think at JapanesePod101.com, we're going to have to start doing this custom. Everyone's going to have to send to everybody. What do you think?
I'll be watching.
Yoshi-san, how about you?
Yeah, sounds cool. You have to remember you have to, you know, return.
Wow, you were going to go first? I was going to go first, but all right. Very nice of you to step up and do this.
Mm.
Okay, enough of this. Now, there's one more thing kind of associated with summertime, and this falls within my budget.
Mine too.
Of course, mine too, yeah.
What's this?
Shochu mimai.
Now, this is a postcard asking after one's health in the summer. And this comes right after this chugen season ends. I guess it's kind of the adults with money and then the adults without money season from July 15th to around August 8th. And it involves sending out a postcard to greet someone from around this time. And usually in this postcard, you ask about someone's health.
Right.
Now, Chigusa-san, have you done this?
Never.
Yoshi-san, feel free to lie. Oh, is that a yes?
Yeah, yes I have.
All right, let's ask you again. Yoshi-san, have you ever done this?
Yes, I have.
All right, tell us about it.
I just sent some postcards to my friends during summertime, just, you know, saying hi and asking like how they're doing. But it's really nice, you know, to get those postcards, you know, having someone like thinking of you, and also like you, like myself caring about people, like my friends and relatives, you know?
I feel really bad about myself right now.
Me too. Wow.
All right, Chigusa-san, let's make an effort to do it this year.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Yeah, it's good because even if you miss the shochu mimai season, from the next day you can do zansho mimai.
Really? What's that?
Zansho mimai is a postcard. It's basically the same as Chochu Mimai, but it's from around August 8th to the beginning of September, and it's asking for health at the end of the summer, sort of.
And add this in with the postcard at the end of the year, and that's a lot of postcards.
Right.
All right. So what we're going to try and do is get this out this year.
Okay.
Thank you, Yoshi-san, for that inspiration.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Anytime.
All right, with that said, we're going to move on to our next topic and the subject of yesterday's intermediate lesson. Now, in yesterday's intermediate lesson, we actually gave you the story in Japanese. Chigusa-san, what's the name of that story?
Tanabata.
And the translation is?
The Star Festival.
Now, what's the literal translation?
The Night of Sevens.
Okay, can you tell us about this? Tell us about the translation. Oh, give us the background behind this.
Okay, the Star Festival is actually based on Chishi, which means the Night of Sevens, as I've said before, the so-called Chinese Valentine's Day, which falls on the seventh day of Lunar Month 7 of the Chinese calendar.
Okay, so yeah, the Chinese Valentine's Day. Now, is this a romantic day in Japan?
Yes, it is.
Really?
And it's a fun day for children, too.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that in a bit. Let's just cover a little more of the background.
This ancient Chinese love story is the origin of Tanabata.
Okay, so Chigusa-san, can you tell us the story of the two romantics? Now, we've just covered that, according to legend, Altar, the cowherd star, and the weaver star, Vega, the weaver star, were split apart by the two banks. And they come together once a year on this night. But can you tell us the story which we covered yesterday?
Sure. Well, first of all, there was a weaver girl named Orihime.
Uh-huh.
And she fell in love with a cowherd called Hikoboshi. And the two were really loving each other and having a great time. But they were having the times of their lives. But since they got too close, they forgot to do their jobs. And the villagers got really upset because all their clothes were getting old.
Because who wasn't doing her job?
Orihime. And the cows are getting sick.
Because who wasn't doing their job?
Hikoboshi. So they complained to the god. And the god got upset, of course. And he split Orihime and Hikoboshi apart.
And then after that, what happened?
And after that, Orihime got so depressed and the god felt sorry for her. So he promised her that they could meet once a year on the day of Tanabata.
And then because they had that thing to look forward to, they both worked so hard at what they did. And then they were together that one night.
Yes.
Let's get our professional romantics opinion. What do you think, Yoshi-san?
You know, I was once a hikoboshi.
Really?
Yes.
How?
In a school play. Oh. Like, lots of elementary schools have plays about this.
Uh-huh.
Like, at the Tanabata Festival.
Really?
And I played the hikoboshi. But my Orihime was, like, 6 feet tall. And when I was, like, 4 feet tall.
So lucky was, you.
What do you mean?
Don't you like tall girls?
You do?
Oh, yeah. No, why not? But it was a good play, and I had a good time, and people liked our play. So.
All right, now let's get into a little more background behind this.
Altair, the cowherd star, and Vega, the weaver star, were split apart by the two banks of the River of Heaven, or the Milky Way, and come together once a year on this night.
Yes. As we said yesterday, it's a love story. These two lovers can only come together just one day out of the year.
Right. So romantic, isn't it?
Yes. And this week, it's on a Friday.
Mm.
So it should be pretty exciting day in Japan.
Right.
So they come together for this one night. And in honor, there are festivals in Japan.
Right.
So on this night, can you see the stars?
Yes.
This custom, maybe Yoshi-san could tell us a little bit more about it.
Since the Edo period, this has been celebrated among the people, and the way in which it is celebrated is on the night of the 6th.
So the day before Tanabata, right?
The night before.
Wait, we should take this time to just clarify that Tanabata falls on the 7th of July, and in some places, actually in August, between maybe August 5th and 8th, depending on the location. But for this discussion, we're going to stick with the 7th of July.
And the people write their wishes on paper. It's called tanzaku, and they hang them on bamboo trees. On the night of the 7th, they are put out in the garden. These are referred to as summer Christmas trees.
What you just told us about, have you ever done this?
Yes, it's like it's one of the biggest school events.
Really?
That kids love.
Up until what age?
Elementary school, maybe?
I think some schools, like some junior high schools, still do it too.
Oh.
So this day has something for everybody, something for the kids and something for the adults.
Right. I think it's mainly something for kids right now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone could go to the festivals, but adults usually don't do tanzaku at home privately.
Yeah.
Because you need bamboo sticks and stuff. So it's more common for kids to do it at school, I think.
But wouldn't the adults go out to eat or go out and do something on a romantic day like this?
I guess it depends on the individual, but a lot of my friends don't celebrate it with their boyfriends or girlfriends.
I see. More of kind of like a family event.
I think so. But that's only my opinion.
Let's get a second opinion. Yoshi-san.
I would like to, you know, celebrate it with someone special.
He's the romantic.
What a romantic guy, right?
But this year I'm going to celebrate it by myself.
And this podcast coming out a day late, so no one can help you.
But I'm going to put like lots of tanzaku.
Make lots of wishes.
Wishes.
Yes.
So that you can celebrate it with someone next year.
That's a good one.
Yep.
Now, and then the next day you put them out in the garden?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really pretty because you decorate it not only with tanzaku, but you have stars and like rays made out of paper. And I don't know why, but people draw watermelons.
Like really?
Quarter cut watermelons. And they decorate it on the bamboo stick.
Wow. So there's a lot going on this day.
Right.
Now, as we were talking about before, some of the festivals are held on July 7th, while some are held on August 7th. And this has to do with the discrepancy between the lunisolar calendar and the Gregorian calendar. So that's why in some places it's held in July and some places in August. Now, Chigusa-san, can you tell us about the most famous of the Tanabata festivals, which is actually held in?
August. The most famous Tanabata festival is held in Sendai from August 5th to 8th. In the Kanto area, the biggest Tanabata festival is held in Hiratsuka.
And that's in?
Kanagawa.
That's not too far.
Yeah, it's really near here.
Have you ever been?
No, I've been to Sendai, but not Hiratsuka.
You've been to the festival in Sendai?
Yeah, when I was small.
Wow, how was it?
It was really pretty. Like, big bamboo decorations everywhere.
Yeah, they decorate the whole main street, I heard.
Yeah. It was really fun. I think there were parades, too.
Yoshi,
mm.
Have you been?
No.
How about Kanagawa?
Not yet. When is it held again? In Kanagawa?
Kanagawa is July 7th. And I think since this week, July 7th is on a Friday, they probably have some carryover to Saturday and maybe even Sunday. Because it's usually, I believe, a few days, this festival. So this is something that you may definitely want to check out.
Right.
May want to definitely? No. This is something you definitely want to check out if you have the time. Kanagawa, July 7th, and August, Sendai.
Right.
Now, let's just go over some terms associated with this. Can you give us the name of the guy again? The cowherder.
Hikoboshi.
And how about the girl? The weaver.
Orihime, which means princess weaver.
Now, there's some decorations, some streamers, but they have a special name and a special meaning, right?
Right. Fukinagashi.
And this means?
Fukinagashi is the strings that Orihime uses to weave.
And you probably saw some of these in Sendai, right?
Right.
As the streets were covered and decorated in them.
Mm-hmm.
What else do they have?
They have kinchaku.
And what's this?
It's a purse, and it's good for business.
And what's it made of?
I think they're made of papers.
All right. So these are some terms associated with this day. Now, finally, I heard that there's a song associated with this day.
Yes.
Chigusa-san? Who's singing it?
Yoshi!
Yoshi. Yoshi is.
How about Peter?
I don't even know what this song is. How about Chigusa?
Mm.
Me?
I'm sure everyone wants to hear Chigusa sing. Because she's a uguisujo.
That's right.
Okay, I'll sing with Yoshi then.
Mm.
We'll do a duet.
All right.
Sounds nice. Lucky Yoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Sasa no ha sara sara no kiba ni yureru o hoshi sama kira kira kin gin suna go.
Yay!
That was really nice.
It's a pretty song.
Now let's just break it down line by line. Give us the first line one more time.
Sasa no ha sarasara.
The bamboo leaves rustle, rustle.
Nokiba ni yureru.
Shaking away the leaves.
Ohoshisama kira kira.
The stars twinkle, twinkle.
Kin, gin, sunago.
And gold and silver grains of sand. When do you sing this?
On Tanabata Day.
At any given time or at nighttime or anytime's fine.
Anytime.
There you have it. Chigusa gives you permission to sing anytime you want. Just burst into song.
Yes.
On this day.
You are permitted.
All right. Well, that's going to do for today. A lot in there, huh?
Right.
So you have lots to do. Postcards to write, gifts to buy, songs to sing.
Bamboos to decorate, wishes to write on the tanzaku.
Now, about these wishes real quick. We're about to end up, no, jumping back to these wishes. Can you write just one? Just a small, these pieces of paper are quite small, right? It's not like an A4.
No, they're small, but you can write as many as you want.
Really? Kind of like a strip of paper that can be tied.
Yes.
All right. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, we're going to have pictures about this day. This will help you visualize everything we've been talking about. So stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. All right, that's going to do it. Have a great weekend.
またね。
またね。